Court orders.
They're all personal property, right? Who knows? We've done A and B. Make a motion to approve C, D, E, F, G, H, and I. Didn't know I knew how.
Even practicing with your grandkids.
I just brought it up on the computer. They don't know.
Second.
There's a motion to approve exhibits C, D, F, G, H, I at today's date. To the discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. This went with something else. Or is this
Do you want to post that? Finally, morning.
This came out of one of the stacks, right?
That's the one you questioned about Apple Walker.
And with the green. Did you want to add in there, Danny? Because we were talking about earlier.
Evidence provided by the assessor showed that we can do a 3-day.
Yeah, just do it.
Yes, totally.
And it's statute 139.031.5.
Shanna, let me give these to you.
They had to put it back to change names because of the I'm confident it's examined. But there is a tax bill for this year. I think it was just the land at $30,000 assessment or appraised. So that'll come to you in the next batch. And if you're interested in having him explain the project to you, he's more than happy to come do that.
Question that I would have on that would be probably for next year or the year that they get that bill. You talk about the rent and the families that moved in there where they have the two bedrooms. Would they be considered tax-free? Families that resided there, but still yet sent their kids to Francis School. So I would have a question about that, and I'd like for him to be able to explain that. That doesn't fall under the same category as those that live there and work there. But the way he talked, there was families that needed support and sent their kids to Branson schools, which furnished a better educational program for children. So I would have some question about those units that he had there. That's just my own personal. He may be explaining that. Oh. He explain that right out. But
I understand the development with the state. So for example, who is Dorgan Weaver Housing Corporation? Is that a private entity? Is it kind of like this North Star Housing LLC? Because if they're a private entity, that's I don't know that those should be taxes. Dorgan Weaver Housing Corporation. I don't know who that is, but please accept. I don't understand.
Might be good for him to come. My thought was, and it wouldn't hurt to have it clarified, is you've got the Pantone building, and then you've got Combs. What's the name of that?
Gilbert.
And then you got the development of the disabled. And then the new one that's behind there is the same as. The same name as the Combs that's been there for a number of years, and it's exempt. It's currently exempt. So I didn't.
The Combs Redfords?
Correct. If I'm not mistaken, that's all
right. Combs Redfords is not exempt. The one in front of it is exempt, and it is exempt because the team can't afford for developing the same.
Have you got. What's the value on the Colts? It's not exempt.
The land on this 1.65 acres is $30,000.
Keep looking. There should be another Colts. It's in front of that.
Right in front of it is Tantone.
Okay, just to the west of it.
Which is. I think that public works. Dorman Weaver Housing. They're tax exempt. That's why I'm asking why.
But it's that this new project that he's asking for, I believe, is the same company and same project as that one. It's just an addition.
But I don't believe the way he explained that, now he may have misspoken, but I just heard that this morning that there's families that move in there that can't afford to own or pay rent up to a certain amount. And the way that they do that, they're subsidized by the state board, and that those families send their kids to Branson School because of their educational program for the disabled. So that's something that I would wonder about.
If I'm not mistaken, there's already a project there. The last one that Brandon looked at, is that kind of a project.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think it's adults that have developmentally disabled. I don't think it's parents that have kids that are developmentally disabled.
So it's limited.
Right.
People that are.
Right. I mean, I can name a couple of them, good people, and other these housing. They work at 10
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I mean, there's a group of them comes in quick and like every
right.
They live up there. I understand that part of it, but I don't quite get the families that move in there that have children that are disabled.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't want to, it's no big deal to me. I just want to make sure we get it right.
My only question is it a private entity that owns it and not public, not the developmentally disabled board?
Don't believe it's private, but again, surely Merck and Maxis Tickle Pink can come by whenever he comes up on the agenda. We just need to let him know.
Again,
this year it's just $30,000 land.
It's not a lost tree. Lost tree, is it?
Live-in resident manager and daily staff support. Yeah. To help residents become more self-sufficient and independent.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they are.
You want to know who owns it?
It's not under the development
disabled. It's been a separate payment. I think it's still a public thing, but again, I would hang my hat on. Would you like me to contact him, or will you all want to set your meeting? Just give him an email. I think I got his email. I think I CC'd him on that email as well.
Well, he's coming in for a different letter of support. I don't know that we would want to ask him about a tax exemption at that time. I think maybe a phone call might not be a bad idea. I mean, might not be a public mix, either. That's what I'm saying, a public's opinion. And on a taxing issue, when he's coming in for a letter of support for this building.
You guys?
Yes, I have some.
Just got them. Just go through.
Process.
Process of getting to y'all.
Any other comments about this? We'll move on.
Thank you.
Let's move on to the correct levy ceiling cares. Please set a meeting to establish a resolution to increase our levy ceiling to 0.2670 for general for general county revenue and 0.2005 for road and bridge. This is to comply with the audit. We have to increase our ceiling before we can reduce our levy by 50% of our sales tax. We have to include a reason for in the increase. I suggest that it reads this is to complete with state audit.
Comply.
Please let me know if you want me to write the resolution or if you want to have your own counsel do it. Thanks. Would you do this ASAP so that we can adjust our pro forma before we have our levy here? Deadlines are approaching. We can post for next Monday or next Thursday. Thanks. Over there. Right? And levies have to be established before September 1, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. Okay. We have a levy hearing on this Thursday. Notices have gone down to the paper. I asked for us to do that this morning so that we can get this accomplished before the first round, which was Monday. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Monday is viable. It has to be before.
Right.
When is Labor Day?
Monday.
Every day.
What the auditor said in the audit. County did not prepare property tax levy reduction calculations or properly report levy reduction to the state auditor's office. We are required as a county to reduce property taxes for the percentage of sales taxes collected. Long and short of it is that didn't happen. Next paragraph says the county clerk does not calculate the required sales tax reduction of the property tax levy. The required sales tax reduction for 2012 is approximately 2.35 million for 50% of sales taxes collected. Going back and looking at the year that the audit was formed, we did the transcript of the discussion about the performance. In that, I asked Donna and or Rick, hypothetically, first let me ask this question. Based upon your formulas, pro formulas of central state auditor. They're saying if the county chose to do so, they could establish these two rates that are provided in these pro forma calculations. Donna said that's correct. Now, does that include the rollback from the first half cent sales tax that was passed and I think approved in the 1992 meeting? Donna said this is the amount allowed by law, which would take into account the sales tax issue. And then for several sentences, goes on to substantiate that the figures were right. Well, in reality, the figures were not right. The sales tax reduction for the rollback was not taken. The rollback that we did was the rollback that was voted upon at that meeting, which was the 7-0. Because we rolled it back to the wrong figure, we don't have a valid levy anymore. And the state auditor's office said that they would be glad to work with us in that. I sent out an email and then asked her to worked with Pam Hillary, the state auditor's office, in doing this. They sent a copy of it. Christy may have gotten this, I think, from another county. Tax rate seeing reinstatement resolution.
Oh, yeah, I have it.
It says this. Whereas RSMO section 137.073.5 subsection 4 in the year of general reassessment, that's not this year, correct?
No, that's 2015.
A governing body whose tax rate is lower than its tax rate ceiling shall revise its tax rate pursuant to the business of subsection 4. And on and on and on. Whereas it is 137.073.6 subsection 3. In the event that the taxing authority incorrectly completes the forms created and promulgated under Section 2 of the subsection or makes a clerical error, the taxing authority may submit amended forms with an explanation for the needed changes. If such amended forms are filed under regulations prescribed by the state auditor shall take into consideration such amended forms for the purposes of this section, subsection. This states very simply. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the Taney County Commission reinstates its tax rate ceiling for general county revenue at 0.2670 and road and bridge at 0.2005 pursuant to the RSMO section 137073.5 subsection 4 because the levy was incorrectly reduced on a voluntary basis in lieu of the sales tax rollback.
That's the state's calculation, right?
That is the calculation that Donna has provided some, with no guidance from the state. She says that she talked to him. Now, I asked Nikki if Nikki would get a hold of Pam, who was going to get a hold of him.
That's
one of my new words. I got that from George Bush. Get a hold of him. In lieu of not having anything else in front of us or discussion, because God is not here, I would suggest that we have something for talk with and needs to go directly to them. There's questions. I can try to answer it, but I'm just going to cloud the issue just as I did back in 12. Get back to where we would, where we should be, if they accept it, based upon the mistakes we made. If we don't correct it now, we can't correct it in 2 years.
How do we know it's correct?
Well, she said, Pam said it looked all right. And I know this. If that's the allowed, and it probably is, the original levy that the county could establish for general county revenue, that's the legal amount is 50 cents. Due to reassessment, it was rolled back years ago when I was involved as a county clerk. Yeah, they were 26 cents. This is 0.2670, so I have no doubt that's right. The 20 cents, I'm not sure, because that was 35 cents. But she ran a buyer.